The 60th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp was marked this past week. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore reported from Auschwitz for CBS in 1959. He recalls his observations.
In 1959, not many from the West had visited Auschwitz, and I was not prepared for what I would see and try to capture on film. I have always tried to separate my Jewish heritage from my reporting. But keeping emotion under control in Auschwitz, where members of my family may have died, was not easy. I had to read parts of my script several times, trying to control a catch in my throat and sound detached as I reported, "Here was the greatest death factory ever devised, where 1 million died, pushed through these gas chambers at a rate of 60,000 a day. Their bodies efficiently moved out and lifted mechanically into brick ovens after their clothes and hair and gold teeth had been removed. For many, there was no room in the ovens, and they were buried in open pits, now these stagnant ponds. If you run your hand along the bottom, you will pick up human ashes and fragments of bone." I interviewed a guide, Tadeusz Szymanski, who had Auschwitz number 200314 tattooed on his forearm, asking whether he found it painful to be working there. He said, "When some of my friends were carried off to be executed, they shouted, 'Remember us and avenge us.' So I am here to see that they are remembered." As we talked, a group of young Poles passed, ushered along by a woman who also had an Auschwitz tattoo. She sounded so remarkably matter-of-fact. Here stood a crematorium. Here was where people were pushed into a room, and then the doors were sealed, and the gas, so-called Cyclone B, was released. In most cases, they died in 10 minutes. A young Polish girl gulped. Mostly, they just stood and stared, and no one asked any questions. This is Daniel Shore.